everyone, and welcome back to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends a million times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
You say that proudly.
Yes.
How is this possible?
It's doable. You just play outside instead of watch TV.
Sounds terrible. We're back. It's been a week. It's been 1 week since we recorded the podcast. Since we wrapped up season 4.
Wow.
We left the Central Perk gang in limbo at Ross's wedding to Emily.
We also left Elizabeth in limbo.
Yeah. As people who listened to our last episode would have heard. You were like, no, why?
Well, I don't like when they leave it on cliffhangers.
That's like every TV show at the end of every series ever. It can't just be Gilmore Girls where like everyone's happy and then they get less happy for like 3 minutes because someone made a snide comment, and then the episode just ends with everyone like going to their dream school and opening up beautiful mansion hotels. Like, that's...
Hey, she had to work hard for that.
Did she? It didn't look... She spent most of her time in a coffee shop, much like the titular friends of this show. Anyway, we'll save Gilmore Girls for another day. We've just finished watching season 5, episode 1. The one after Ross says Rachel. Big things happened in the episode before this, and big things happened in this episode.
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You agree with that statement?
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yes.
We'll get down to it all in due course. But first, shall we have a spirited round of Bamboozled Season 5?
We shall. Bamboozled.
Before we get to the questions, I have a little present for... Sort of for you, but for us and for our listeners. It's a little something for you to take a look at.
Oh, this is so exciting.
I've just handed Elizabeth a package. She's digging in.
The one about the number one sitcom Friends. The official trivia guide.
That's right, baby.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
So today's Bamboozled questions have come straight from this almanac.
So I probably can't read any of that.
Well, you can read them, but...
It will give things away.
Well, sure.
Right. I don't even want to read the back.
I'll read the back.
Well, what if it gives something away?
Well, it opens with... It's almost like it's a script, and it starts with Chandler's line, which is, "This is the best Friends book ever," to which Monica replies, "I know." That's classic Monica. And then it has, let me see how much of this I can read. You tuned in for Ross's weddings.
What?
Because he's had two weddings.
Okay, I just don't even want you to read it. It makes me so scared. We didn't see the first wedding, did we?
No, but like we saw the car crash.
That's it. Already ruined something, hasn't it? Please don't ruin it.
You were equally touched by Joey's love for women and sandwiches.
Yes.
It's not a spoiler. And the wonderment of just how smelly Phoebe's smelly cat was. Oh boy. You were there for them and they were there for you. Now all of your questions about Friends, from the silly to the sublime, are answered in this completely authorized guide to the biggest sitcoms of all time. To one of the biggest sitcoms of all time. From who? No, can't read that. This official guide is a scrapbook to all your favorite Friends episode, filled with fun facts, sidebars, photos, hilarious trivia, and a look at the guest stars who popped in for a visit. Joey, how are you doing? You'll say, great. Because when nothing's brewing at Central Park and your weekly fix is over, you can still visit your best friends whenever you want. Now they can always be there for you.
So
this book came before Netflix.
I'm wondering if you got that because you just couldn't think of any more Bamboozled questions.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
So it's really a gift for you.
It's a gift for all of us. Everyone listening. Look at this early cast photo of them. Look how young they look.
Oh my god. Look at Monica.
She looks terrible.
No.
Not like this episode.
Let's get into it, Michael. I'm interested to hear these new questions.
Ooh, this is cool. They do like it season by season, and they have like all the guest stars from the season. Oh, I like this.
Okay, so you can look at that on your own time.
Okay, fine. Here are your questions for today, courtesy of the Ultimate Friends Trivia Guidebook. You ready?
Ready.
All right, question one. Why was Phoebe fired from her massage job?
Didn't she try something sexual with a client?
Yeah.
Okay.
She got caught fooling around with a client. And she was like, oh, it's okay, it's my husband. And he was like, well, his wife just called for him.
Right.
Yes. Question two. Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
Off to a great start. Question two. Which character said the line, "Farm birds really kind of freak me out"?
Joshua.
It was Joshua. Very yes! good. I had a little clue. I was going to say he said it to Rachel. So, no, good for you.
Yes.
All right, question three. This I think you should get this. This is quite easy. Where did Pete take Monica on their first date? Remember Pete Becker?
I remember him.
Technology.
No, I remember. Kid. I don't know. Like where he works out? I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
No. A restaurant.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
The restaurant that she's going to start working at.
No, I'm sorry. He took her to Italy.
Oh, shnikes.
Remember they had that like 15-hour first date?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Question four. What was the name of Monica's alcoholic ex-boyfriend?
You know, I'm really good at names, so...
He had like a nickname.
I don't know, Wasted Wally?
You're not that
Slushy funny. Sam?
No, the alcoholism wasn't featured in his nickname. That's a little bit mean.
I have no idea.
Fun Bobby!
Oh, fuck Fun Bobby.
Oh, come on. And question five. Do you know who Marcel is?
The monkey!
Yes. Why did Ross have to rush Marcel to the hospital one time? It was in the episode where George Clooney popped up.
Didn't he eat something?
He swallowed something.
He swallowed... I have to know what he swallowed.
Well, ballpark. You don't have to be too specific.
An item that's not food.
I'll give you half a point.
Okay, what
he,
is it?
He actually swallowed or ate multiple Scrabble pieces.
Oh, yeah! Okay, so...
2.5 out of 5.
Take this away from my face.
Right down the middle there.
All right, 2.5 out of 5. Okay.
Not bad. Not bad. All right.
I'll take it.
Cool. All right. Good.
Did anyone bamboozle me? Oh, we didn't know.
We didn't play last time.
Shut up, Elizabeth.
Yeah, shut up. Shut your stupid mouth. All right, on to business. Season 5. Here we go.
Woo!
Did I mention that this is the first episode of 7 podcasts in 7 days?
No, you did not.
What a terrible host I am.
I'll say.
Okay, so this is the first episode of the season, and it's the first episode of 7 podcasts in 7 days where we release 7 podcasts in 1 day. Why are you gritting your teeth? People love this.
I love it also, but I also love time to do other things.
Well, it is the one after Ross Says Rachel, first aired on September 24th, a whole 4 months after the last episode.
So it took 4 months to film this new season?
Well, I don't know about that, but they take a 4 month break in between seasons. You know, they take a summer off in between shows.
Yeah.
Do you know how TV works?
No.
I don't think I've ever asked you this. They take a hiatus every season. They take a break.
Well, yeah.
Imagine waiting 4 months. You've waited like a week to find out. And it was killing you. It was eating you alive.
No, when I don't have Grace and Frankie and I don't know what's going on, there's certain shows that I really, really don't like to wait for.
Wow.
So I understand. Imagine.
Yes, imagine. You don't understand.
I understand.
You're a bloody millennial. You just have to live in a world of instant gratification.
You are also a millennial.
I'm barely a millennial.
Michael.
Barely.
You still are. Can't deny your birth year.
Self-hating millennial. All right. How many people do you think watched this episode? We're starting afresh. New score, new tally for the season.
Fair enough.
Last season wrapped up with 36.1 million watching that double episode.
All right. Am I going first?
I think, seeing as you won last season, you have to go first.
Okay.
Season opener. After a hot cliffhanger.
34.8.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say 31.6. I'm going to say exactly the same people who tuned in for that last episode tuned in for this one.
Wait, what did I just say? So what was it last episode?
31.6.
Oh, 31. Oh, what the heck? No, I meant to go down.
It was too late now.
No, no.
I already tipped my hat. You can't go back on it. Oh, all right, what did you say?
I said 34.8.
You did. So what are you saying now?
I said 34.8.
What are you going to change it to? I guess I went first this time.
26.8.
26.8? All right. Well, I'm saying 31.6. I'm saying the exact same people who watched it tuned in, and if they died in between, their children watched it instead.
That's probably pretty accurate. I feel like a fool now.
Well, let's find out.
All right.
31.1.
So a few people died.
Half a million people died.
Oh my god.
That's a shame.
It's so sad.
Well, we will honor their... This episode is dedicated to them. All the people that died in between season 4 and season 5. They never got to find out what happened.
No, can you imagine?
That's tragic.
Maybe we can send a subliminal message to the universe.
Well, it's not subliminal if we're like...
No, but like think in our minds and just have to go like...
Okay. Friends. That's not subliminal. You don't know what subliminal means.
He said,
just admit
Rachel,
it.
Angel.
No, they know that. They saw that in the last episode.
Emily hates him.
Oh my god, this is some of the worst shit we've ever done.
Hey! I think this is gold.
So this episode opens, we just open back up to the wedding and we get like the last 30 seconds of the last episode, like of them doing their vows. We don't get like a little recap bit. We don't have any sort of, like, previously on Friends, this happened. You know, remember last year when we had Joey, like, sitting in the house being like, oh, and Ross kissed her, and this happened, and...
Yeah, they just jumped right in, which is good, because I don't like when they talk directly to the camera.
Oh, you hated that last year. I thought we were going to get Phoebe being like, I've been trying to phone them, but I don't know what's happening, or...
But then how could she give a recap?
How could Joey give a recap? Oh, my God.
So... They jump right back in, but then we actually see where it goes from after he says Rachel.
Yes.
It's pretty funny, you know, the priest or reverend is like, Emily! Yeah,
they go through it again. Rachel's like to the person next to him, should I go up there? He said my name. And you're like, come on, Rachel. Sit the fuck down.
So then they kind of keep going and they exchange rings. Emily's visibly upset. She's pulling his hand and throwing the ring on his finger really quickly. When he goes in for you may now kiss the bride, she like turns her head. He can't even get a peck on her lips or anything. So it's not a great way to start off a marriage.
It's very awkward. There's no denying it. I think Emily made it worse.
Absolutely.
Like, she could have just joked. Like, even if... I don't know. What would you have done? I almost think if that were me, I would have like joked it off and then like... To maybe save face and then, like, murder that person.
Maybe. I think that would be option number two for me. I think what I would do is walk out.
Whoa, that's what you would do?
Oh, yeah. Because he says, you know, should I continue? I would be like, I just need a minute.
Mm.
He asks the question. It kind of gives you a good place to be
I need a minute. I have to say, I thought the officiant did a marvelous job with everything.
Mm.
He was just like, shall I continue? And then he was sort of like, I think we should just begin again from there. Like, I thought he handled it with a lot of poise and a lot of grace and a bit of humor, which I think you needed to diffuse it.
Good on you, sir.
Yep. Well played to you. Well done, that man. So anyway, like, yeah, he goes in for the kiss and it's super awkward and they go to walk down the aisle and she won't, like, hold his hand. So she's just like, just keep smiling. And it's like, Emily, you...
It's like, the illusion is
gone.
Yeah,
you fucking shattered that one.
Yeah.
And then they walk out and like Ross tries to laugh. I was like, that was crazy. And he turns around and she basically smacks him in the belly.
Yep.
And we get the opening credits and it's...
And it's all scenes from the last episode.
They're all set in London, baby. Mm-hmm.
So it's what we just watched.
Mm-hmm.
Little tidbits. They've never done that before.
No. It's so almost went the way of like a recap. It was like previously on Friends.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if next episode we'll see maybe a new intro, and that was just a one-time thing, or because I don't think they would keep that. I don't think it makes any sense for them to keep it like that. So I think they did it because it was that cliffhanger, and like you said, it kind of gives a recap.
I mean, I know the answer. Do you want me to tell you?
No, I want to find out.
Cool. Yeah, we got Joey's pop-up map. Remember that? Yeah. That was good.
I liked that.
My only complaint, I liked it. I thought it was a good way of doing it. My only complaint is I wish they had got like a famous British band to sing
the opening theme. Oh, that would have been so good.
Like if they got like a bit of Oasis, like someone really distinct like Oasis or maybe even Morrissey.
Or even like a fake like Beatles, like cover
bands. Yeah. Oh my God. That would have been so good.
Oh man. We should have been writing this shit.
You know what? I bet they pitched it and I bet the Rembrandts were just like, there is no fucking way that anybody other than us sings this fucking song on this fucking show. We made this show. We own this show.
If Morrissey had done it, what would it sound like?
Oh, let me see if I can channel Moza. So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love lies dear.
That's really good.
You know what? The lyrics kind of fit more of a downbeat, a more of a Debbie Downer like Morrissey. It's almost like the lyrics are almost too upbeat for the song.
Until the end.
Until the end, yeah. Morrissey would just be like, no one's there for me. Because he hasn't got any friends. Poor old Johnny Marr.
He has all his animals. That he doesn't eat.
I don't know. He's got his mom.
He's got his mom.
Loves his mom.
Good.
Yes. So, we can only dream what might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we then cut to the wedding reception. We've pulled it back, by the way. This is some quality shit. We then open at the reception, and the friends are gathered outside the bathroom. This is taking place, of course, as established in the previous episode, in the house of Emily's parents.
Mm-hmm. Which looks like very, very old. I just didn't like it. I kept thinking, this is a wedding reception?
Well, I think, like, we're only seeing one room. Like, there is a place where, like, a live band is and stuff. Like,
there
must be more to it than what we're seeing.
They're probably just off a little bit because she's taking space in the bathroom, whatever.
Yeah, they're both in the bathroom. The friends are, like, outside the door, and they can just hear Emily yelling at Ross, basically.
You hear her yell, I hate you.
Yes. She's really upset.
But, like, this isn't... So this is the first few hours of them being married. Like, just... Why did she go through with it? Why did she do that?
To save face.
And you're just going to live a lie and live a sham?
No, I think she would just, you know... Everyone's there for the wedding. No one has to be there for the divorce. Like, she can just kick his ass to the curb when no one's watching.
I suppose.
And everyone would understand. It's kind of like when Niles ran off with Daphne, like, the day after he married Mel.
Spoiler alert, Michael.
If people have seen Friends, they've seen Frasier.
What? I have seen Frasier, and I had not seen Friends.
True. Ross comes out of the bathroom to give her space. Everyone's just kind of like, ugh. Jack Geller is no help. He's just sort of like, wow, what a bad time to say someone's name. Hey, Ross.
Yeah.
And Ross is just like, yep, thanks, Dad. And then he's like, why is no one dancing? Everyone dance. If this is such a bad wedding, why are we all dancing?
And then he puts on this, like, 1940s sounding slow...
He doesn't put it on. That's the
orchestra
band.
Track. I thought he flipped it on the radio.
Oh, maybe he did. I didn't. I take notes. I don't miss. I don't see those details.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he flipped it on, and then it was like, Joey, dance!
It's not a dancing song anyway, yes.
No.
So Joey tries his best, but, you know.
Yeah, it's awkward. You know, Joey's trying to ease the tension, but there's no coming back from that.
Nope. Phoebe once again calls Jennifer Saunders' phone. Jennifer Saunders playing Emily's mother.
With a very large fascinator on her head.
Fascinating.
I hate you.
Phoebe calls, but doesn't pretend to be someone else, Dr. Falange, and is sort of like, oh, you didn't take his brain medication. She's trying to cover for him, basically.
Yeah.
He says the wrong names, and she's just like, Phoebe? She's like, no, it's Dr. Falange. Oh, you have the disease as well. Quite funny. Well done, Phoebe.
I kind of thought that Phoebe would go into labor while no one was there, and they would all... Miss it.
God, one crisis at a time, please.
I guess so.
Can't take all that. Mr. Traeger would have had to have delivered the baby.
Oh, Mr. Traeger.
What I did like about that is where Phoebe's like, where she, like, she's called her, she's like, Phoebe, she's like, oh no, it's Dr. Flan. Oh, you have it too. She gives herself like a little thumbs up. She's really happy with like her cover. She's like, yeah, I did it. But no, it doesn't work. Elsewhere, Chandler and Monica are dealing with their own shit. They were kind of like, oh, we said we'd meet later, but nah, I don't know if it's such a good idea. And they're like, how could we let this happen? And Chandler's like, seven times. Seven times in one night?
Absolutely not.
Get the fuck out
come
of here.
Come on.
Come on. Maybe no. Joey, but come
no,
on.
No, I don't think any guy. Seven times. This was after a rehearsal dinner, which I imagine maybe started at 7 or 8, went a few hours. So maybe they're back around midnight, and they have to get up for preparations for the wedding. Like, that's maybe like 6-7 hours. Tops. That's like once every hour.
But Chandler is notorious for not shagging.
Oh, so maybe like the first time lasted like 2 seconds?
Like two pumps and he's done.
A two-pump chump?
Two-pump chump. yeah.
Copyright Jason Mraz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you.
He has great avocados.
Which he just gives away to Chipotle like a fucking idiot.
Oh, he doesn't need more money.
Yeah, but like give them to like a little struggling mom and pop taqueria.
So, two pump chump the first time. Maybe the second time, an 8-pump chump. And then it goes on a little bit longer.
I just think he stores them up. I think he just stores them up for winter. So it's just like...
He's it doesn't just work like that. It doesn't work like that. Maybe the first one would be quick, but I don't think after that it would be that quick.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No. Not me, man.
So anyway... Does he masturbate so much?
I'm glad you took a second to think of that zinger.
Well yeah, done. Yeah, you're welcome, yeah.
I'm going to edit in like 5 seconds of silence before you say it.
I
so
hope
it sounds
you do.
Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
That'd be funny.
they like justify it. They're like, oh, we made a mistake. But they were like, oh, well, we're in London. You know, it's a romantic place. And, you know, we were vulnerable and these things happen. And they're like, well, if we're still in London, we may as well keep doing it. So that's going to be their little thing. They're like, oh, I'll meet you in the wine cellar in 2 minutes. So Chandler goes off to meet her in the wine cellar and Monica's getting ready to go. Rachel then comes over and asks Monica for advice. Monica's distracted. She's like putting on lipstick and she doesn't really want to listen. Because Rachel's like, he said my name. Don't you think that means something? And she's just like, I don't know. I don't care. And she tries to like talk her out of it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere, the beef between the two sets of parents is continuing. Old Jack and Tom Conte still at it. They got beef. They've specifically got beef over the steak that he's serving.
Fair enough.
Serving steak with no place to sit?
Yes, there is no seating. And he has a full plate with a massive steak on it. How do you cut steak? How do you eat steak standing up?
Well, Joey has a solution.
Yeah, you know, Joey waltzes over and he has the chunk of meat in his hands that he's just kind of gnawing at.
He's eating it like one might eat a piece of pizza.
Standing up, yeah. But I agree with him. You don't serve steak if there's no place to sit. You have to do more finger foods.
Why is there no place to sit? I don't understand.
No, I don't get this reception at all.
Well, they have a buffet. A Phoebe buffet.
Oh, no, I just don't get it. I don't understand. It's not even really decorated.
Yeah. Well, it's all happening in the other room.
Must be. I'm surprised they don't have, like, candles or, like, a couple flowers. Like, bouquets of flowers.
Well, I bet they're glad they didn't go to the bloody effort now.
I guess so.
Monica then realizes that Chandler has come back from the wine cellar. She's like, what are you doing? I thought we were meeting. And he's like, we can't. And then we have drunk Tom Conte being like, there's going to be a tour of the wine cellar. He's a little bit sozzled.
Sozzled Conte?
Sozzled Conte.
What's his real name?
Tom Conte.
What's his real name in the show? So his fake name.
Steven.
Sozzled Steven.
Sozzled Steven.
That's perfect.
All right, good. That worked out great.
Yes.
Joey's eating meat. Joey's eating meat. Monica and Chandler call him out for it. You're like, you weren't going to eat meat. And he was like, well, I'm in London, so I figured it was okay. And because they just used that exact same reasoning a moment ago, they're just like, oh, you got a good point. Cool. All right, fine.
Yep.
Funny little throwaway line there.
Which Michael laughed at.
I did. It was good. I laughed at it 20 years ago, and I laughed at it again today. Ross is just kind of Ross has got no chill. He could just like kind of be trying to play it all off, or at least going around and talking to people. But he's just pacing back and forth outside the bathroom. He's just like, no, oh.
I mean, I think I would do that. I don't think I would go and try to talk to people. I think I would try to figure out the situation with my new wife.
I think I would put a brave face on it when I was in front of people.
I don't know.
Speaking of people with no chill, Rachel just marches up to him. If you're Rachel, why the fuck are you there? Who let her in the house? We already established in the last episode they've got a very good housekeeper that doesn't take no bullshit.
She was invited to the wedding, so she would have been there regardless. But yeah. You mean that she should have thought, oh, you know what? Maybe I've just caused some issues, so I won't go.
Yeah. Do you think?
Well, I know why she is there. Because she wants to figure this out. She wants to know if that means that he loves her.
She's got no fucking chill. Just leave it.
No, everything's about her, Michael. You didn't know that?
Oh, boy. She is sliding down my favorite friend. Aha! This is not her in a good light.
Ross. Speaking of light. That was a great segue for me. Thank you. This entire episode was lit very strangely. I think it's because they were off their set. And I don't know, you know. So they did lots of close-ups,
mm-hmm.
which was different for them. And then there'd be moments where you see two people and they're in, like, relatively okay lighting. Everything seemed very dark, first of all, but it was okay. And then you'd see one person, very bright. And then you'd see three people walk through and you can see, like, the difference in where the lights are. It didn't look good. It looked really fake.
I have some information on this.
Great.
Our Twitter friend Sabrina got in touch after our last episode.
Oh, good. When I messed up her name?
Yeah.
Was she mad?
She was very gracious and didn't mention that.
Oh, great. I didn't mention it either.
But we were talking in the last episode how we thought maybe they only sent Chandler and Joey to London because those were the only people that were kind of seen on location.
Yeah.
Apparently all of these episodes were filmed in London, at a London studio in front of a British audience. So yeah, it just would have looked different because of the different set, the different location. But also it's a wedding, it's maybe a little bit dark.
No, it just didn't look right. It didn't look good, the whole episode.
Yeah. I know what you mean, it was different, but I think, you know, 20 years later, I don't remember it being a problem 20 years ago, so I think with the updates on televisions...
Yeah, but I mean, I wonder if this was directed by someone different. The close-ups is very different for them. But that's a really cool trivia. So thanks, Sabrina.
Yeah. Good job getting her name right.
What did I call her before?
I don't know. Do you really want to remember? No, I don't think it was Sandy.
Sophia. I called her Sophia.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. I bet she knows.
She's crying.
Ross is like freaking out, basically. He's just like, he's starting to yell. He's like, it didn't mean anything. And then everyone's like, oh, she's been quiet in the bathroom for a while. And at that point, we were probably all thinking, yeah, she's probably hung herself.
Oh my god, I did not think that.
We were all thinking it.
I was not thinking that.
Rachel was like, well, I remember my wedding day. I was popping the window. I had to climb out of there. And everyone has a good laugh. And then they're like, oh shit. And Ross just bursts in.
And lo and behold.
The window's open. She's gone.
Yep.
Cut to commercial.
And that's what reminded me of Ross being the Ted of Friends.
Why? Because he got ditched at the...
Yeah, you know, he's unlucky in love a bit. With the two, he's had two weddings now. Ted was unlucky in that way. It would get very, very far in a relationship and then something would happen.
Yeah, but Ted is far more of a romantic. I think Ross is a lot more, like, logical and... Like, you wouldn't see Ross out on a fucking rooftop trying to make it rain.
No.
He's not such a romantic.
I agree there. Yeah, he's not so romantic, but he's very unlucky in love.
They've both got equally shit, gelled up shit hair. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
Chandler and Monica are back at the hotel. They are trying to find a place for another saucy rendezvous. They're going for 8 times.
Ugh.
Or at least time number 8.
They're both so horny.
They are a couple of horny boys.
And girls.
First they go to her room, but alas, Rachel is already there, having somehow gained access. So she kind of cock blocks them. They're like, oh, well, you go down to the bar and we'll meet you there in 15 minutes. And then Phoebe calls and Rachel kind of like settles in to discuss the whole thing with Phoebe. So they're like, oh, let's just go to your room. They go into Chandler's room. They put like the chain on the door and they're about to go at it. When Joey comes kind of bursting through and it, like the chain's on, he's like, oh, I just saw you go in there with Monica. Come on, I got a girl out here. And so they're like, ah, fuck, all right, cool. We're going to watch My Giant. So then they go to the honeymoon suite.
Now that is so inappropriate.
Why?
One, that's her brother. Two, that they could have made up and want to come back there. Like, do not use the honeymoon suite. Let that be reserved for them, regardless of what's going on.
I mean, you are an optimist, Elizabeth. They're not. Ross ain't using that fucking honeymoon suite that night.
Doesn't matter. Maybe he'd want to, I don't know, go in there. I just feel like it's inappropriate of them.
So they're about to go at it in there when Ross barges in very rudely.
Good, that's his room.
And they're like, you need to go keep looking for her. And he's like, no, maybe she's looking for me. And they're like, Ross, she is not looking for you. She ran away from you.
She's looking for the nearest, like, strip club.
She's doing the exact opposite of looking for you. She is trying to avoid being looked for by you.
She's getting wasted at a strip club bar.
Why is it going to be a strip club? Why is she going to a strip club?
Is that why she can get a guy?
That's not what strip clubs are for.
Well, in Grand Theft Auto.
All right. And Ross is just like, no, no, I'm going to wait right here. And so Chandler and Monica are like, all right, well, we'll leave you to it. And then we see the return of your favorite, old needy Ross. He's like, oh, could you guys stay with me? And you were like, yeah, they can't just leave him.
Well, yeah. I think they're being selfish and like, oh, no, we have to go find a place to fuck.
Yeah.
But let me just leave my best friend and my brother, who is just... who was on the verge of a divorce within hours of his wedding.
Through his own stupidity.
It was an unconscious thing. Mm. It was unconscious.
Mm. Oh, it looked pretty conscious to me.
You know what I mean.
Do you mean subliminal?
Subconscious. No, I don't mean subliminal. I mean subconscious.
I'm not buying it. So anyway, they have to sit with him. He then just fucking falls asleep.
Yeah, so his feet are on Chandler. His head is on Monica, so Monica and Chandler have been sitting up the whole night.
And they're like, we have to leave for the airport in an hour. I'm like, bloody hell, you booked your flight for the morning after the wedding.
Well, you don't know if it's the morning.
Yes.
They could have been up all night.
No, they were like, oh, we go, okay, well, fine. But, like, it's still an early-ish. Like, they're flying out the next day. It's like, do you not want to leave yourself a day? You don't want to have, like, brunch and, like, see the city a wee bit? And just, like...
Just because that's what you would do, Michael, isn't this... Me and everyone else does that.
Well, he's gonna fucking dart off, right? Like, you've flown all that way.
But they've been there.
Yeah, but they've been wedding prepping. You can't enjoy the place until after the wedding.
All right, so in case anyone wants to go abroad with Michael, you know the drill.
Look, if we're going out of town for a wedding, you best book at least a day. I'm not...
Yeah, bring an extra change of clothes for him.
Look, you might not understand this because you're still in your 20s, but when you hit 30... The day after a wedding's a write-off. You can't do anything.
You know what you can do? Drink responsibly.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, they try to sneak off. They're like, oh, we're just going to fuck in the next room and Ross won't wake up. So they go to do that, but then there's a loud knock on the door and Ross wakes up thinking, it's Emily, but it's not. It's Emily's parents. They've come to collect her stuff. He's like, she's gone into hiding. She doesn't want to see you ever again.
Gone into hiding? That sounds so strange.
Yes, it does. Jennifer Saunders then takes this opportunity to flirt with Ross a little bit.
Flirt a little bit? She was basically unzipping her pants. Buttoning down her shirt, unhooking her bra.
It kind of came out of the blue. It felt like a little late in the game
to
like establish this character trait. Like, we've had 3 episodes with this character now. You don't think you want to drop in that trait that she has like a little crush on Ross, like... Before the wedding.
A very subtle thing here and there. We
could have got some like fun dynamics like earlier on, but no. They just decided, well, this scene needs a little bit more spice and Jennifer Saunders needs to say something. So there we go. Ross is like, look, I said the wrong name, but I didn't mean anything. I love her. Please, please, please tell her. I'm going to be at the airport so that we can go on our honeymoon together. And she's like... The dad's a little bit won over. He's like, all right, I'll tell. So there's a little bit of hope. There's a little bit of hope. It's worth saying that Rachel was in the room to hear that little part as well. So she was kind of like, oh. We then cut to another Virgin Airways plane. You know, Richard Branson cameo are in two shots of a Virgin Airways plane over these episodes. Chandler and Monica are on the plane. They're both kind of like gripping their armchairs. They look a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
They're just a couple of horny boys. And they're like, well, we're still over international waters. So Monica's like, I'll meet you in the bathroom. And off she goes.
No.
What do you mean, no? That is what happens.
I know people always say that. And you, what is it? What is it called?
It's called joining the Mile High Club.
Mile High Club. Now, I have been in many airport bathrooms. Many.
Mm-hmm.
And I can barely squat long enough in there without, I have to hold on to like everything I can like touch. Because mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you'll go over the bump and then your pee goes everywhere. It's just a mess. I don't know how anyone could do anything that involves any movement in those teeny tiny bathrooms.
It's true.
So then Chandler's about to join her in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When Joey comes and sits next to him, mm-hmm. and he's like, can I ask you something? Chandler's like, no, no. Because he is raging and ready to go.
He's raging and he's raging.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. What does Joey talk about?
I was hoping you'd recap all of this. Okay. I hate this interaction. Okay, it's so stupid.
Okay, so
Joey was watching My Giant in the hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do it. So Joey's sitting there and he's like, you know, we were watching My Giant, and I'm just feeling really, really insecure. Do you think that I should be an actor? Do you think that, I mean, I'll never be, this guy's younger than me, this giant, and I'll never be this tall, and I can't be this tall now. It's too late for me. So do you think it's even worth me continuing to be an actor? And it's just like a life crisis he was having. Well, Chandler's trying to leave, and you see Chandler kind of downing nips. So he's like three bottles of vodka in, and Joey's just continuing. I don't know why he couldn't just be like, look, I have to use the bathroom, I'll be right back. Call it a day. Joey wouldn't be one the wiser. But he sits there and listens to him.
Mm. I hated this part. This is my least favorite part.
Why? Who cares?
Because, like, they've actually done a good job of sort of, like, for this whole episode, there's been stuff getting in their way. And it's always been, like, kind of natural and kind of annoying. And then we just have this scene where it's just out of the fucking blue. Where it's just Joey, like, oh, I'm not good an actor, and I'll never be as tall. And you're just like, this is nothing. This is lazy and rubbish, and it's just, like, there's no basis for it. I just was like, eh. Like, we've already had Joey interrupt them once. We needed something else. Mm-hmm. Like, why not throw Hugh Laurie back in there? Why not, like, have him have an argument with Hugh Laurie, like, going back on the plane? Or something. I don't know, just like something different.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's just like,
I didn't mind it, but I'm sure someone that's seen it.
I've been sitting on this for 20 years, and I'm glad I finally have a platform to see it. It ruined an otherwise great episode.
Do you have a big weight lifted off you now?
No, I feel worse.
Oh.
I feel like I need to find Matt LeBlanc and tell him to his face.
I'll call him.
Okay. Anyway, there are two funny little bits of it, because it does like a little cut where Joey is talking. And then it sort of fades, and Chandler's sitting there, and he has, like, three little empty bottles of, like, booze in front of him. But then the other great bit is then Monica comes back, and she's looking pissed off, and Joey's like, oh, you've been in there for, like, half an hour. And she's like, I know. And it's just, it's good. It's funny. So it won me back. But fuck that. We're back in New York City, baby.
Nine.
I've said it more than that. Phoebe's balancing a bowl of cereal on her pregnant belly. Her disgusting, gross.
Oh my god!
I'm just joking. She's beautiful. She's glowing. Even though she's fit to pop.
Yeah. Well, she's carrying three. Yeah, that's a lot. If she was like 4 months in, she'd look big.
That's three times as many babies as I would want to carry.
Yeah.
Everyone comes back in and she's like, hooray! And she immediately points at Joey and says, you ate meat. And then she points in Chandler and Monica's direction and goes, you had sex. And they're like, no, we didn't. And she was like, no, I meant Monica. And Monica was like, no, I didn't. And she's like, all right, well, I guess I'm off.
Her sense of smell is very good.
I thought it was more of like her, like, third eye, mystical sense kind of thing. She's like kind of psychic and
she's pregnant. Her hormones are crazy and she's really in tune, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Joey's like, oh, I'm going to go say hi to the chicken and the duck. And Phoebe's like, yeah, I want to come too. And he's like, why would you need to say hi? You've been feeding them for 4 days. And then Phoebe's like, oh, I got to go. And she runs out.
I'm so worried.
Well, we'll just have, there's another cliffhanger for you. Oh, the episode God. Ends as we
I
wait.
I swear to God, if they have died, we will have to stop the podcast.
This isn't fucking Breaking Bad, Elizabeth. I think they're gonna be fine.
Are you sure?
Well, I know. Do you want me to tell you?
No.
Yeah, they're dead.
I said no.
That leaves Chandler and Monica alone in the apartment, and they're just kind of like, oh, well, that was fun. And Monica's like, well, I just wanted to thank you. I was at a very low point. That guy thought it was Ross's mom, and you were there for me. Oh, my gosh.
If that's the lowest that she's ever had in her life.
Well, you know, she was getting shit from her mom and stuff like that. You know, I don't think it was rock. Well, maybe it was rock bottom if you end up going to bed with Chandler. But
oh, I like Chandler.
He's your fourth favorite friend.
Yeah, but I would him. Right? Yeah. No, I'd marry him.
Yeah, if you had a choice between three.
Oh, well, yeah.
So anyway, she's like, thank you. And he's like, well, yeah, it was big for me too because you're hot. And she's like, okay. And they high five and he leaves and you're like, oh, okay. And then he comes back in and is like, my watch is still on London time. Does that count? And she's like, yeah. And then they kiss and then they do it.
Well, we don't.
It's real hot.
Okay, all right there, champ. We don't know if they do it. It's implied. We see them kiss. Yeah, well. And then it cuts away to
Rachel's at the airport. And she sees Ross. And she's like, well, I'm waiting on my flight. And he's like, well, I'm waiting on my wife. And there's still no Emily. And Ross is looking really sad. And then he's just like, he has the fucking nerve. He's like, how could you do this to me? You're like, what?
You know Ross and Rachel are both so conceited.
Oh my god. This was like, how could she do this to me? Oh, I said I loved her and she didn't turn up. I'm like, fuck you, mate.
Now, earlier in the episode, Rachel says, he said that because he still loves me. And I just want your opinion on that. He said, I, Ross, take thee, Rachel. And I want to know if you think that means he still has feelings for her or not.
Yes. He does. I think he loves Emily and wants to marry Emily, but he is yet to shake Rachel.
Okay.
So it's shit timing,
basically. I agree. Okay.
Should have taken more than a month to get married.
Yes. Sorry, continue with what
but
you're saying.
But I also don't think he would have said Rachel's name had Rachel not, like, burst into the wedding 5 minutes before. I think if she'd not been there, he would have just said, take the Emily.
Wow. Probably. So yeah, Ross is there and he's waiting on Emily. He's going to Greece, it seems, for their honeymoon.
Yes.
So he has both their tickets just sitting and waiting.
And Rachel's like, you should just go. I think it'd be really good for you. And all I could think of was, I think it would be 100% not good for you. Like, you would just sit and fucking sulk the whole time on your own. How would that be good for you? What you would want to do is go back, maybe see your son, maybe bury yourself in your work, and try and make amends with your estranged wife. How would it be good for him? Like, what does that mean?
I think maybe she's thinking, you take some space, go walk around, go see some things, distract yourself completely.
Think of all the great things you could be doing with your wife.
Grieve also, but it seems
idiot.
Like it was already paid for. So grieve also. And then come back with a fresher mind, having been away without all of this, and maybe a lot of time to think about what you would say or what you could do now that you're back. I think either way. If she doesn't show up, he should go. He's not going to find her. It's going to be useless
look,
these days.
That's all very well and good, but Ross is a fucking sad sack.
We know.
He's just going to sit and mope.
Well, what is Ross?
I think she's saying do that because I don't want to have to listen to you fucking moan for a week in New York.
Probably, but what does he do?
So he's like, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. And then Rachel's like, all right, I'll see you back in New York. And he's like, well, hey, I've got this extra ticket.
No.
Which I guess doesn't have a name on it. So I guess you can come with me. And she's like, no. And he's like, I really could use a friend. And you're just like,
I called all of this, didn't I?
You didn't. But you kind of did.
So Rachel's basically like,
no, I couldn't. He's like, oh, please. So she's like, okay. He's like, great, here's your ticket. Just go on, and I'm right, like, let me get my stuff.
Yeah, they go to board, they hand over their tickets. Ross realizes he's forgotten something, so he goes to go back, and he's just like, you just go on and have them hold it for me. And then as, like, he goes back, he sees Emily.
I knew she was going to show up.
Who's just watched him board the plane with Rachel.
She's horrified. We see a close-up. And he's like, Emily, no, it's not like... He's just, you know, trying to explain a couple words that she gives him, and then she basically leaves.
She runs off, and he runs off after her.
Yep.
And that closes the episode. And we get the end credits with Rachel on the plane ordering drinks for her and Ross. And then is shocked to find that the plane is leaving and Ross is nowhere to be found.
So Rachel's off to Greece.
Not bad. I mean, presumably she's going to now lose her job because she already took like an un... She jetted off to London without telling her job, and now she's going to extend her vacation in Greece, I guess.
I mean, as soon as she lands in Greece, she could just board the next flight.
Where's the money for that? She already maxed out all her credit cards getting there.
That's true. I don't know.
So that was it. That was the one after Ross says Rachel.
Wow.
And that really ends our London trilogy as well. I mean, what did you think of that whole little adventure and how this season has kicked off?
I like it. Yeah, I think it's, again, leaves you on a bit of a cliffhanger. We see now budding romance. We see one that's potentially going to fall apart, or will it or won't it? What's going to happen with Ross and Rachel? You know, the Ross and Rachel thing's always threaded through.
It's a real Ross and Rachel relationship.
Right, it is. Joey's just chilling, and then we have Phoebe ready to pop at any minute. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah. We've got this. So you think Chandler and Monica, that's going to carry on?
Well, I know it does.
Well, you might think you know. Yeah. A lot going on. We've got it all set up. It's been a promising start to what many regard as the best season of the show.
I thought number 4 was the best.
Yes, many people also regard that as the best season of the show. Just like many people regard the 3rd season as the best season.
Oh, okay. Of the show. So it's just a wide variety.
Wow. The show was watched by 31 million people.
Was this a classic episode, Michael?
I think it was.
Now, how many can be classic?
I mean, they all can be.
So any episode could be a classic episode? It's not like you have those 3 classics. Or that one.
Well, some are more classic than others, but a classic's a classic. I think if you compare any episode of Friends to, say, any episode of The Big Bang Theory, I think the classic to shite ratio is quite evident for us all to see.
Do you know that's still the number one show on CBS?
Yes, but do you know how many people are watching it on a weekly basis?
No.
Like 12 million people.
And yet that's still number one.
Yeah, well, I mean, how people watch television has changed so much, and the amount of channels has like tripled or quadrupled or whatever multiplying by 5 is,
mm-hmm,
like in the time since Friends and that. You know, the competition is just completely different. There's no way Friends would be drawing consistently mid-20s in terms of millions of viewers every week in this day and age.
How many do you think they would have?
I think you can only, like, it was the top show then. So I think you can only really measure it to the top show now. So you would think it would be in the 12 million region, I think.
Wow.
But that doesn't take into account how other people watch television. You know, there's people that, you know, illegally stream their shows, and that doesn't count for nothing.
Right.
Yeah. You can't really judge these things that way anymore.
All right.
Well, that sets us up real nice for the next episode. The one, oh no.
Can you not tell me it?
It's the one with all the kissing. Oh, gross.
Oh no, Michael, what are you going to do?
There's already way too much kissing on TV as it is.
We can get you a blindfold and you pull it down every time there's kissing.
I'll still hear the gross.
Oh my God, stop. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
No, it doesn't go in. Nobody goes when they kiss.
Wow. We'll agree to disagree
on that. Oh my god.
Well, we won't have to wait too long to watch that classic episode. Mm-hmm. It'll be out tomorrow if you're listening to this in real time.
Woo!
We hope you'll join us then for day two of 7 podcasts in 7 days. But now it's time to wrap up. Thank you very much for listening to the Friends to the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. We are available on Twitter at FriendsPod if you want to give us a follow there. Guess what?
What?
We're on Instagram now as well.
We are?
I started an Instagram account for us.
Nuh-uh. What's our name? Friends to the End?
That was taken.
What?
Yeah, of course that was taken. That was probably like the first name taken. It is Friends Till the End Pod.
What is our pictures?
On Instagram. So far, it's just our logo by Arthur Hamer, but I'm going to start taking pictures of my show notes and posting them on there. So if you want to like a little sneak peek, if you want to, we'll maybe post pictures of all of the friends' romantic conquests, and we can be like, would you that person? And you can comment. So yeah, follow us on it. That's literally the only picture.
Do you think anyone has an interest in what we look like in real life?
I've posted a couple of our pictures on our Twitter, so it's there if people want to track it down. So yes, check us out on Instagram at Friends Till the End Pod. You can check us out on iTunes. Please leave us a friendly rating and review there. And of course, tell a friend. Word of mouth is the best way to help us reach a larger audience. We will see you tomorrow for the second day of 7 podcasts in 7 days. But until then, be sure to look both ways when crossing the street.
And mind the gap.
Oh, that was good. Oh, pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew. See ya.